Nations Weekend, starring Les Ross
on BBC WM 95.6.
Well, we're on. Hello, who am I? Where am I? Why am I? All those questions probably won't be answered between now and 7 a.m. It is Les Ross here on BBC WM on a Saturday morning, but not just any old Saturday morning. It's the Saturday morning after last Saturday. Right, and now let's play a record, or as we used to say in the old days, a disc. And it is a disc. It's actually vinyl, plasticky stuff. Marvellous. I'm just testing myself to see if I can do the voiceover on this track. Which is, of course, everybody knows this, it's, I knew all the time. It was Matthew's Southern Comfort and Woodstock.
And on this groovy Saturday morning, you're listening to Leslie Ross. Stay tuned, because there's more good sound to come.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Radio Birmingham.
It's the first and last
word. Well, and of course, I come from the days when we used to be truthful, even with our jingles, except for that one, because I think he said, there's more good sounds to come, which implies we've already had some. Well, we did overnight. God, it's a bit wearing having to dance to that stuff from Richie all night, isn't it? But still, it's BBC instructions. So, it's the first exercise I've had for about 45 years. Well, this is the, what is it? This is the Legends Weekend here on BBC WM 95.6. Although, of course, 45 years ago, it was BBC Radio Birmingham on 206 metres medium wave. Yeah. No, there wasn't any FM, because we didn't call it FM. We called it VHF. But we weren't even on that. I'll tell you the story of that later on. It all went backwards, a bit like this show is at the moment. So, because that was supposed to be the last record, the Matthew Southern cover. So we're working back to the front. In the show today, there's no news, no travel, and no weather. So, just me. So absolutely nothing between now and 7 a.m. But I am the warm-up man for the band that is Malcolm Boyden, who's back here on BBC WM from 7 till 9 with whatever Malcolm Boyden does. And then it says on my, what do you call this, script thing, there's a special show from Chris Tarrant from 9 to 11. Well, what's special about his show that isn't special about this one or Malcolm Boyden? I suppose the fact that, I don't know, maybe he's prepared something. You never know, do you? Okay, and then Nick Owen taking over at 11 o'clock. Coming off the telly, he'll still have makeup on. You know what they're like. In which he's going to chat to old friends. And let's face it, Nick Owen's friends must be old, must they, for goodness sake. But that's what it's all about. This is kind of a community service on the on behalf of BBC WM for us old folk to make us feel like we're still a bit wanted. Today on the show, is it through most of the day? I think it's through most of the day, Andy. Yeah, Andy Swift is a name I better mention, because he's actually playing in the records today, because they didn't think I'd, being young and groovy as I am, they didn't think I'd know about vinyl records, because we're actually playing all the music off vinyl. And Andy's the man who's actually pressing the buttons on it. And so when it goes wrong, the name is Andy Swift. That's Andy Swift. Right, Andy Swift is now he's now gonna play Anita Ward's Ring My Bell. Is that right, Andy? That's right. That's right. Yeah, you do your best. Oh, very good. And we're waiting to see how long it is before the wrong speed turns up, because you have to vary the speed on these old things. Well, I don't say vary the speed, you want to keep it at one, whatever it is, okay? Here we go, Anita. Um, The music today will be from, well, that's a number one from the 70s, of course. That was Into the 70s, A New Towards Ring My Bell. In fact, the other end, wasn't it? 1978, if I remember rightly. I feel like I'm on a pop quiz. Only I'm asking the questions, so I'll probably know the answers. Not that I've got everything right so far. What was I thinking of? I told you I was going back to front. The station, BBC Radio Birmingham, as it was originally called, this here station, actually started on FM only, or VHF as it was called. They hadn't even invented the phrase FM. Very high frequency, which became frequency modulation, which was much more scientific, really, wasn't it? Nobody listened on FM. The only people who had FMs were on your big radiogram thing. And you never touched your knob on those, did you? Well, don't touch the knob! Someone's shouting, it's only 12 minutes past five. If you're a breakfast man, by the way, you can't help but give time checks. It's, well, that's what you do on a breakfast show. You give time checks. That's all anybody wants. They don't want to hear you. They just want another time. So, I think it was about 12 months into the station, somebody decided everybody listens on medium wave. That's the happening thing. So I think I was the front man for the campaign. Now, BBC Radio Birmingham, now on medium wave. It's very strange to think in 1970 into 71, everything went back from VHF, FM, to medium wave. That was very strange. I don't know. Anyway, it seemed to work. And the great thing is, for people who sounded as bad as me, medium wave, everybody sounds the same. But now I'm exposed. We're not on medium wave, are we? No. Okay, just checking. You see, they could have arranged that, couldn't they? Especially for the Legends Weekend. And they don't think of the detail, do they? Whoever they are, do they still exist at the BBC? No, they don't. Oh, right, okay. There's been a revolution. 14 minutes past five. There's another time check. Another one you don't want first thing on a Saturday morning. By the way, I said there was no weather. There's a lot of weather outside. And, of course, in the old days, they hadn't invented weather forecasts when BBC Radio Birmingham started. So you just looked out the window, and that was the weather forecast. Well, it's persisting down. Yeah, it's around the mailbox, and that's all that matters. We're moving on to something else. Now, this your first test, Andy. Oh, Andy plays Andy. Yeah, Andy Swift's my record-playing in man. Playing Andy Williams in on an album track. Got it on 33. Sounds all right, yeah.
Guess there's no use in hanging around. Guess I'll get dressed and do the town.
Oh, dear. Yeah. We're just having a look at the needle, and it was right on the run-out groove, so you know it's finishing. It's very end. Who needs all those countdown things on CD players and everything? We can just look. And if you want it to stop, Andy, just lift the needle up. That usually is pretty effective. The thing is, we used to sometimes take the... Because you've got two turntables, you see, so you can have the next record ready. And many a time did I... In these early hours of the morning, lift the needle off the record that was playing. Ah, oh, lovely. And that sudden, hideous silence makes you think, hello. Actually, those were the most popular bits of the show, I seem to remember. So, that was Andy Williams. And it was, as I say, on an album, although it was a single in the... That's a bit of a slip-up already in the music planning department. I'm sure that was a hit in 1968, wasn't it? 69. Have we just suddenly shot backwards? Doesn't matter. The Director General's not listening. And talking of the Director General, Tony, as I know him, Tone, he was in the newsroom of BBC Radio Birmingham around the time it started. And then, like so many others of that ilk, sank into the obscurity he enjoys today. I said earlier on there's no news on the show. No, not first thing on a Saturday. It can all go on without us, can't it? And by the way, if anything kind of important happens, somebody will tell you something. Somebody will bring in a bit of paper and I'll go, you'll never guess what's happened, but I'll do it in a newsreader voice. Okay. But one of the early newsreaders on this station, and in fact, he produced the first programme on the station. The first, I think it was a news programme, because it was a pretty newsy station, if I remember rightly. And still is. But we used to have quarter of an hour news bulletins. Don't look shocked. No, one of the journalists only did 1 hour shifts. He was very, very wearing. But the first programme was produced by a man called Dennis McShane, who went on to become a Member of Parliament and then went to prison a couple of years ago. He was trained well. Yeah, Dennis McShane, one of the disgraced MPs for inaccuracies in his expenses. Oh dear, thought I'd mention him. Good old Dennis. And he, I'm afraid, was one of those people. I think I could say this now, me lud. But he was one of those people who used to play tricks on fellow broadcasters. And I saw him more than once creep into the studio where a man was reading a script, usually a newsman, and take out his cigarette lighter and set fire to the script. No, it wasn't funny then either. Oh, dear, I can remember buckets of water being thrown about and everything like that. And then they invented Tiswas. Isn't really out of that. Isn't that strange? Okie doke. BBC always there with the innovative stuff, though. 20 minutes past five on a Saturday morning. It's the 7th of November. And we're remarking this weekend, this Legends weekend, on this station, 45 years of BBC local radio in Birmingham. BBC Radio Birmingham began on the 9th of November, 1970. And I wasn't on air on the first day. No, they held back on the good stuff. And me. And I wasn't on until this Saturday, because that was a Monday, the 9th of November. And then I turned up on the Saturday morning with my colleague John Henry on what they called the Ross and Henry Show. And by the way, because it was last names only there, Ross, get in there and do that programme. They weren't shows, they were programmes. And I was Leslie Ross. Okay. I might bring that back. It has a nice formality about it. Esquire, maybe, even, I think. Okay, let's keep the music going, he said. There's no back-to-back on this show, is there, eh? I've got a lot to say. What are we playing next? We're playing Thingy. Surprise me. I think it's... it's Leo Sayer. Oh, crikey, this is recent, isn't it? This is, I mean, late 70s. It's the week before last, this one. From the Emerald Isle. That was Lee O'Sayer on BBC WM, and you're listening to Les Ross here, a presenter in need.
Next Friday night on BBC One is Children in Need, and it's going to be one epic night of entertainment, starring Harry Hill.
I can see big names from the world of showbiz.
The residents of Albert Square.
It just takes a lot of getting used to.
Yes, sweetheart, you better get used to it.
And taking to the Strictly dance floor, the cast of Culver Midwife.
Fab, you the
plus an exclusive Star Wars special. BBC Children in Need, next Friday night from 7:30 on BBC One.
It's your favourite station, Radio WM. Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the better jingles. I don't remember most of these. I think they kept them in a cupboard locked away from people like me. Only for special visitors could have those. It's Les Ross, or Leslie Ross, as I was through the whole of my first 5 years on BBC Radio Birmingham before I absconded to commercial radio. And then I was back here on BBC WM. They tried to change the name and they changed the locks, but I still found my way in 2005 for 4 years. So I've been gone. It doesn't show, though. I have to just, you know, I've still got the touch. what's this? Microphone. Okay, yeah. Right. Okay. Oh, I'm supposed to face it, am I? Oh, I see. I'll get there. Where's the camera? And I'm sitting in, as it were, for Nina Dasgupta here between 5 and 7. Nina will be back next week. Keep quiet down there. Okay, she'll be back next week. She's been given forced leave for today. I hope she's listening, actually, because she'll know. She's making a list of what not to do. right, we're going to get some Motown on. I'm well known for being on the air for, you know, if 10 minutes in, if we haven't had a Motown record, I sue somebody. But we've got one coming up in a second. I'm here to kind of just basically get the weekend away today with the Legends Weekend. Malcolm Boyden will be here at 7 o'clock, so fear not, OK? Hang in there. It's worth it, OK? And just to let you know what you missed, because I like to know what you... Let you know what you missed last night. Johnny Walker was on between 7 and 10. I actually gate crashed him. I was a live trailer for myself last night. He's a nice man, Johnny Walker. And did I tell you I beat him in a disc jockey competition in 1966? I let that slip out last night on his show. And actually, I thought he came second. It was held at the Gay Tower Ballroom, as it was called then, in Edgbaston. They dropped the gay for some reason. And still going strong, the Tower Ballroom. In fact, BBC WM closed it down, didn't they, about 4 or 5 years ago, and then it reopened. No, I don't mean we closed it down, because I was there, and it was the close down of the town, but then it reopened shortly afterwards, so I think BBC WM brought it luck. But yes, there was a disc jockey competition held there by the Birmingham Evening Mail in 66. I won, and I thought Johnny came second, but he came third. He owned up last night. He was much worse than I even remembered. Anyway, and again, sank into obscurity. Nice to have him back on the air after all these years. And then it was Bevan last night with Caroline Martin. That was very good, but I fell asleep to them. Not that it wasn't a great show, but I had to be up this morning at the crack of doom. Did I promise you a Motown record? Let's have Martha and the Vandellas, yeah. Oh, listen to that. Just listen to that, Andy. Listen to that. That was, oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Anyway, that's what we call the run-out groove. And if you forgot to put the fader down, you got that as a kind of backing track. Beautiful. Actually, it started. Just start it again, and just drop it on. Oh, it doesn't matter if you can't, but this is the amount of times that the record has been back-cued, as they say, you know, to cue up the record at the start. It you can hear it go... Yeah, that'll do. Righto, we have to pay extra if we start playing it again. Martha and the Vandellas. They were Martha and the Vandellas when that was originally released. She added the Reeves. It's a bit like Leslie Ross becoming Les Ross. Martha added a bit. And actually, I've got a Martha memory from my time on BBC WM in the 21st century. Oh, yes, I know it's the 21st century. Well, it's coming soon anyway. My dear friend Bernie, who's still producing here, isn't she? Bernadette, yes, yeah. She organised, I celebrated, if that's the word, my 60th birthday on my afternoon show on BBC WM in, when was I 60? 2009, yeah. Bernie, knowing I was a big Motown fan, got Martha Reeves, on the phone from Detroit, Michigan, where she still lives, of course, home of Motown, and she's a council person there. She's on the council, City Council, and she sang Happy Birthday down the phone to me. And that's my second Motown birthday song, because on my 21st birthday, I might as well mention this now, I can talk about me, can't I? Yeah, I can. I'm just getting a nod. I'm asking Andy. He's not the producer. He's just been dragged in off the street to play the records. Anyway, I can't see the producer. He's lurking in the dark, like they tend to. Mark in the dark. Anyway, on my 21st birthday, 7th of February, 1970. In fact, in the year that BBC Radio Birmingham started, I was 21, just a few months before the station started, and I was disc jockeying at Rebecca's Nightclub, just around the corner from the mailbox here, in 7th Street, in the city centre of Birmingham. And I was doing the records and things on stage, and Jimmy Ruffin of Motown fame was the turn. And so somebody had told him it was my 21st birthday, and in the middle of his set, he broke off. and said, hey, our host, he called me our host, Les Ross, has a 21st birthday. So, and he sang a kind of Motown style, happy birthday to me. So all the great Motown artists have sung happy birthday to me. I'm sorry. There's only my auntie, Diana Ross, who hasn't actually bothered. They're charming, isn't it, eh? That's relatives for you. Right, let's get back to the music, he said, trying to remember he was a disc jockey. And, you know, they always say, especially first thing on a Saturday morning, it's 25 minutes to six now on this Saturday morning, you know, keep it lively, keep it up tempo. Not on this show. No, we used to call this the suicide song. Never mind, we'll try and cheer you up after Nilsson.
No, I can't forget this evening.
It's quite jolly, really, isn't it? Which depends what kind of mood you're in to start with, I suppose. Without you, Harry Nilsson, on BBC WM, was BBC Radio Birmingham and started 45 years ago come Monday. Actually, of course, November the 9th was a Monday in 1970, so the actual anniversary comes on the right day as well. But we're doing a Legends Weekend. You know, just in case for some reason there's a change of heart and nobody wants to celebrate it. So we're just getting quick, you know what I mean? I lied, not for the first time on air. I lied. We've got a weather forecast for you. Wet and windy throughout this morning. So we guessed right, didn't we? Wet and windy through the morning. The rain heavy at times, but eventually giving way to drier and brighter weather during the course of the afternoon. Well, the weather I saw outside half an hour ago, I can't believe it's going to be drier and brighter before this side of Christmas, to be honest. Anyway, maximum temperature 16 degrees. It is warm wet, I'll give you that. 16 degrees centigrade, or as we used to say back in the old days, 61 Fahrenheit. In fact, we didn't even say Fahrenheit, we used to say it'll be 61. And I know how it feels. In fact, I'm hotter than that. Tonight, but hang on, I haven't finished the weather yet. Don't go away. People are going off places. Tonight, a generally dry night with lighter winds, clear spells, cooler night than of late with a few mist patches possible. Minimum 8 Celsius, 46 Fahrenheit. And then tomorrow, a dry and chilly start with low... I tell you, we've got... How much does this weather go on? Tomorrow, a dry and chilly start, locally heavy outbreaks of rain throughout the day. Oh, good. We like a theme. And it seems to be rain. Maximum tomorrow, 15 centigrade or Celsius, whichever. Too many choices, don't you think, in the world nowadays? We didn't have choices back then. 59 Fahrenheit. Back then, we were just having a conversation. Mark was talking about, oh, he's left his phone at home. And then, can you imagine... 45 years ago, talking about leaving your phone at home. Well, where else would you leave it? It's plugged into the wall. Oh, weird. And we're doing all vinyl music as well today, just to... I'm surprised, actually, we haven't gone back to wax cylinders, but still, you know, sometimes they just don't put in the effort like they used to. So our next vinyl coming up in a set will be from the Beatles. And it's an album track, Andy. Andy Swift is playing them in. That means you've got to crank the speed. That's it. 33 and a third. That third makes all the difference, as you'll find out if you don't do it right. I'm just casting my mind back. My first show on BBC Radio Birmingham was not on the first day. Oh, no. They wanted 5 days to warm the listeners up for me, and I was part of the Ross and Henry show with my colleague John Henry, who now is probably asleep in his hammock in, I think he lives in Lanzarote, but you never know. I'm here tomorrow, by the way, between 7 and 9. This is only rehearsal. We're not actually on the air, are we? Goodness sake, what a risk. Tomorrow morning between 7 and 9 I'll be here, and I'll try and be sensible. It won't work, but I'll try. And Ross and Henry show back then, there was myself and John Henry, of course. And then we had our little boy helpers, Richard Jeffs and Simon Shaw. Now, Richard went on to be nobody particular, except he runs most of Britain's heritage film business. And Simon Shaw, what happened to him? He became the series editor of the Antiques Roadshow because he'd worked with antiques, you see. So he... And I think he runs the Chelsea Flower Show for the BBC as well. He's very big in the garden, is Simon. And Fiona MacDonald, who was our kind of Girl Friday, That was probably very sexist then, but she was lovely. And she's something important in London. I can't think what she is. But anyway, and so for those who remember the... Does anybody remember any of this, for goodness sake? Or was I hallucinating? Did it actually happen? And then, I'll tell you what we should have had in here this morning. We should have had Sandra from Sutton Coalfield. She was a listener. Back then, this was all from Pebble Mill, of course. BBC Radio Birmingham went on the air from Pebble Mill. And the new Pebble Mill. The brand new Pebble Mill. And Sandra used to come into the Ross and Henry show. We used to invite listeners into the studio. They just came in the front door, up the stairs, first floor, into the studio. And on the Ross and Henry show, Sandra would get on the table, the operations room. No, she actually came in the studio and danced. She danced to, well, records like this, I suppose, really. Yeah. Oh, this is the proper album version. Listen to this.
Okay.
All right, John. You're on a special show now. I want a top performance here. Don't mess it about. Who do you think you are? The Beatles?
Five-star listening for the West Midlands on 206.
I'm trying to remember if they actually did pass the audition in then. I think so. There we are. The album version of Get Back. The Beatles. Brilliant. Frightened me to death for a minute. I wonder what... I thought Andy had put the wrong track on, to be honest, you know. I thought, he's never going to last an hour or two without messing it up completely, you know. And if he doesn't, I will. It's what I'm here for. Les Ross with you, or Leslie Ross, as I was known on this station in the 70s, on BBC WM, BBC Radio Birmingham, which began 45 years ago, almost, nearly there, on Monday, the actual day. Right, coming up in this show a bit later on, I just mentioned Richard Jeffs, who was part of the Ross and Henry team, our Saturday morning wacky pop show. I think the Radio Times finally devised that phrase for us. Richard was instrumental on that show. Can't remember which instruments he played, but he was definitely instrumental. And we're going to chat to him on the in a bit on the phone. And then Richie. So it's all Richards and Richies. No, I won't. No. We've cleaned up the act. And Richie Anderson, who of course used to did this show till recently, and now he's moved on to mid morning. So he'll be here a bit later on. He's not on today, is he, Richie? No, because of course it's Legends Weekend, and it's who's on at 9 o'clock? I've forgotten already. Hang on, I'll turn around, put my glasses on. Oh, it's Tarrant, isn't it? It's Chris Tarrant sitting in for Richie this morning. That's right. Yeah, basically. Yeah. Okay. Oh dear, we just pulled in the first person we could find. It turned out to be Chris Tarrant. Okay. Desperate for a gig. So that's later on. So we'll talk to Richie, who, as I say, I'm helping to ruin what he founded here between 5 and 7 on a Saturday morning. Although I am officially sitting in for Nina Dasgupta, and she'll be back next Saturday. Unless they think of some other legendary thing, some other legendary theme, I don't know. That'll be it then. Now, what was I going to tell you? There was something else as well. No, I don't think there was. Play another record, you fool, it says here. No, for the producer. So we'll play another record and then I'll think of something. Oh, yes. Norman Greenbaum, Baum. Some people even said bum, but you can't say bum on the radio. But you can sing. You can go bum, 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 but you can't say it. Remember that. This is Spirit in the Sky. Ooh, it's all right. I'll finish at 7. Norman Greenbaum, Spirit of the Sky, marvellous. My producer, Mark Newman, who, he's in... Well, he didn't volunteer to produce this show.
Morning!
But I see the short straw in his hand now. There he is, yes. Morning, Mark.
Hi.
And he's just shown me... He's shown me his tablet. Oh, matron. Now, there's a line you couldn't have used. Well, if you did, it would have meant something entirely different. 45 years ago. And just had a photo session. And there's me. I have to say, I do have all my own teeth. Well, apart from two that I had extracted when I was a kid. But I've got my own teeth. But for some reason, I've hidden them on this photograph. I don't look a bit, you know. Anyway. But I suppose it suits the occasion, really, doesn't it, eh? And I'm wearing a kind of granddad shirt with no collar, so the whole thing looks right. And I'm pointing at a record. In fact, I'm pointing at the very record, the very vinyl 45, because we're playing 45s on our 45th. Did anybody realise that connection, or have I just made it up?
I think you've just realised.
Oh, yeah, I've just realised. Yeah, 45s. We're playing 45s on this 45th anniversary of BBC Radio Birmingham, BBCW. And I'm pointing at the 45 we're about to play, and it's a very special one as well. How does this tablet work? This is it's gone out anyway somewhere, or somebody's looking at it somewhere or somewhere or other. And I'm hashtagged. I've never been a hashtag before. I don't know whether it's promotion or not, but still hashtag Les Ross. God, crikey, I've made it. I really have. I tell you what, I could do with losing weight as well. That's a very badly taken photograph, I must say. Right, thank you very much for that. This tablet's heavy, isn't it? I thought this was... You can't get this in your top pocket, can you? What's the point of these things? OK, this would go with your mobile phone, that house brick thing you're still carrying around. Righto. This record we're about to play. BBC Radio Birmingham, when it went on air, the management, they were all of a kerfuffle. You can imagine, can't you, eh? This new radio, this new local radio fangle-dangle thing. And they forgot to ask the powers that be to grant them needle time. Because back in those days, the BBC was only allowed to play so much commercial music. The rest of it had to be played by musicians. Musicians Union and all that. And very nice people they are, too. So... we're going off with the tube people going on strike, haven't we, in London with that? So, we turned up on the Saturday, the 14th of November, the first Ross and Henry show, and said, okay, we've got some records we want to play. And the management looked over their horn-rimmed glasses and said, you can't play any commercial music. Why not? Because we haven't applied for it, so you have to play test card music. Can we play one of them later on as well? We've got to play.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And so the first wacky Ross and Henry pop show had to play test card music. It was very nice, but it wasn't quite what we had in mind. But I can't honestly say that the first commercial record played on Radio Birmingham, which was probably about a week or two into the station, was played on the Ross and Henry show, although I can't think of what other show on the station at that point would have played something that was in the top 10. So I'd like to claim the credit for the Ross and Henry show, probably the second one on the 21st of November, playing the very first commercial record, discs, on the station. And it was Freda Payne's Band of Gold. And as it happens, and no, I didn't nick it, the very copy you're about to hear, this is great radio, folks. Hold up the cover, Andy. There it is. There's the cover. Hashtag that cover, somebody. That is... Well, I actually asked Jenny Cowan, the lovely Jenny Cowan. She's no longer with us, actually. She was a lovely, lovely lady. And she was the record... She was in charge of the record library at Pebble Mill, where I also slept for 4 years. That's a whole... We can do a special show on that. Oh, I've got plenty of material. It's all coming through now. I said to her, can I have that record, the actual copy? I said, because it's historic. It was also an advanced promotion label one, us Anoraks. We do like our, you know, not for sale, it says on it. And I actually bought a copy of the record and put that in the library. That's probably gone in the skip now. It's on a CD now, isn't it? And the song I'm talking about is Freda Payne's Band of Gold. Hit it, Andy! Yeah. This was the very record that was first played on BBC Radio Birmingham.
Oh! Now that you're gone, all that's left is a band of gold.
Legends Weekend, starring Les Ross
on BBC
WM 95.6.
Well, now we know where we are. And who am I? I'm Les Ross here on BBC WM on this Legends weekend. They've decided to mark the 45th anniversary of the opening of BBC Radio Birmingham, as it was back then, on the 9th of November 1970. And why, you ask, 45th anniversary? Why not wait till the 50th anniversary? Well, look at the state of me for a start. Are you with me? Yeah, OK. You can't, you know, I mean, we can be confident, but not that confident. Oh, dear. Anyway, it keeps me off the streets, especially weather like this. Oh, dear, it's chipping it down outside the mailbox. And, of course, people on the radio only care about the weather around the studios. You ever notice that? You know, those London people. Oh, dear. The weather's whatever it's doing in London. It hasn't changed, really, has it? Righto. Meanwhile, back here in Realityville, in fact, it's going to be a wet and windy day. Oh, no, I'm going to read the weather again. It's too depressing. I've got all kinds of little bits and pieces here about the early days of BBC Radio Birmingham. Do you know the station opened with a crying baby? Or was that the management? No, yeah, Robert Joyner, it was a newborn child the first child, I think, born on the Monday the 9th or something like that, anyway. So 45-year-old Robert Joyner. And the recording was actually made by Brian Harris, who was the station's programme organiser. They used to call them the programme organiser. The station had a manager, that was Jack Johnston, who was a... I think you'd describe him as a gruff Glaswegian. And Brian Harris, who was not. He was a lovely man. And in fact, just to mark the occasion, Brian died just a few weeks ago. And into his 80s. And he was the first programme organiser. And I think he was the man you can blame for me. Because at that first audition, the BBC auditioned at their Broad Street studios, because they were still building Pebble Mill, in June 1970, a few months before the station opened. They basically advertised, again in the local papers, if you wanted to turn up at the Broad Street studios on a weekend in June, they'd audition people. And they gave out four jobs of the 400 people who auditioned, and John Henry and myself, we went and auditioned as a double-handed DJ show. It was all the rage back then. Well, it wasn't, but it was coming. I got the idea from listening to Kenny and Cash, Kenny Everett and Dave Cash on Pirate Radio. Can we mention Pirate Radio? Oh, yeah, Johnny Walker was talking about it non-stop last night, because he joined the Navy. You had to be a pirate disc jockey. Anyway, the Ross and Henry show was born, and Brian Harris was the man who auditioned us, and he actually decided to give John Henry and myself a job on the radio, a show on the radio. So it was all his fault, and a lovely man he was too. What he saw in us, I don't know. Or was it, I don't know, did we pay him? I can't remember now. Was payola in full flight back then? Right, let's keep the music going, because I'm already one record down, apparently. So we've got to, I might be forced into a back-to-back, track-to-track in a minute, like us wacky jocks used to do. But we're getting back in the 70s. We used to get comedy records in the charts. Is there any humour anymore in the charts, or is it all a bit miserable? A bit, ooh, woe is us. Ooh, it's all down. Yeah, we used to have fun in the charts back then. We used to spend our 6 and 8 pence or whatever it was on records like this one from Ray Stevens.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened? Yeah. Ethel, you shame them, Hesse!
Say it isn't so, Ethel. I love that. And you know, I thought, I know who'd have bought that as a kid, because he is younger than me. And that'd be Malcolm Boyden. And sure enough, he just came in during that show, because he's on at 7, is Malcolm. He's here already. And that's keen, isn't it, eh? It's 7 minutes past 6. It's not until 7. Honestly, he's got to get into the swing of this. You're coming at a minute to seven, don't you, when you're doing a 7 o'clock start? What's up with the man? Anyway, Malcolm Boyden loved that. I knew he would. And we were just having a chat about all those comedy records back then. Yes, he bought or stole it. I don't know what. The Street by Ray Stevens. And he was talking about Benny Hill's Ernie back then. Fastest Milkman in the West and all the rest of it. Oh, happy days. And didn't we have a lovely time the day we went to Bangor? Interesting lyric, that. But still, we'll move along. And I've got Andy playing my vinyl in for me, because we're playing all the music's on vinyl here this morning. Is that with Malcolm as well, do we know? Is that all day? we haven't made too many mistakes so far. I say we. Andy hasn't. But when there is a mistake, his name is Andy Swift, OK, for complaints to the BBC. I don't know whether you still have to write letters to the BBC to complain, or can you hashtag or somebody or whatever it is, email or whatever it is. Anyway, Andy Swift, should there be a mistake. I've got to tell you this. He's looking perplexed. Because he's playing sort of half an album. That means you have to go through all the tracks. And it's not on there. What are you looking for? You're looking for... Cracklin' Rosie. Well, I don't think it's on that one. You've got the wrong album out, haven't you? You're looking at Simon and Garfunkel for us. Find your Neil Diamond, for goodness sake, man. And you're supposed to be playing a jingle as well, honestly. Could do some work.
There's only one place for music and conversation. BBC Radio
This isn't so much conversation as a diatribe from me. And he still hasn't found it. You're looking for Crackly Rosie. Because, of course, the worst sin you can perform, especially back in the old days, they've probably lightened up a bit now, but you were shot on sight if you didn't play the records in the right order. And it looks as though we're about to have to go out of order. And that will mean, I should imagine, that means probably you've got to drive Malcolm Boyden's show as well as a penalty. I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's something as severe as that. OK. We've got something on, have we?
Yeah, Tony Orlando.
Tony Orlando. Oh, marvellous. OK. Voices off from Andy there. So there we are. We seem to have... if anybody's seen Neil Diamond wandering about, we need him. OK. Or more precisely, his album. We don't care about him. Before we play whatever it is we're playing, yes, Tony Orlando and Dawn, just to remind you about one or two of the people who worked back on BBC Radio Birmingham in the 70s, more or less from the start. Working in the newsroom was a young man called Bob Warman. Now, all these people, of course, sank into obscurity. Yes, Bob Warman, who apparently, it says here, of course, somebody wrote this down that makes this stuff up, was to make his mark at ATV. ATV, Associated Television. That's going back a couple of companies, isn't it? Also at the station, also on BBC Radio Birmingham, was Kevin Morrison, who became the most famous ATV announcer. Do you remember the days on telly? And, you know, wash my mouth out, television. Thank goodness it never caught on. Telly used to have InVision announcers. I've got so many stories about InVision announcers, but Kevin Morrison used to do the news on my breakfast show when I moved to the breakfast show on BBC Radio Birmingham. I slept at Pebble Mill. They didn't trust the fact that we'd get there for 5 o'clock in the morning, because the breakfast show was 5 till 9 a.m. 4 hours hard labour, and so they said, "Would you sleep in the record library at Pebble Mill?" So that was my little hotel room for 4 years. In a little folding camp bed, very appropriate, in the corner of the record library. But that was luxury, because Kevin Morrison, me early morning newsman, he slept in a sleeping bag under the table, like a little elf. It's unbelievable. Oh, dear. Yeah, those were the days. So that was the beginnings of BBC Radio Birmingham and all that. And we did, when we eventually played the odd commercial disc, we played records like this. Ah, that famous misprint. No, we didn't play him. Tony Orlando Dawn, he's not a famous misprint. He's a famous singer thing. Knock three times on the pipe. They were marvellous lyrics back then, weren't they? We didn't care much, did we? It's 6:15. If you're going to do time checks, and breakfast people like myself, lived with time checks, then make them simple ones. It's 6:15. Or as some people nowadays say, 7:45, which I can't get my head around at all. Absolutely bonkers. Okay. I'm here till 7, so don't worry, the agony will soon be over. And then coming up today on our Legends weekend, we've got Malcolm Boyden, the aforementioned Malcolm Boyden. Is he still about, yeah? God, it makes you sick. He looks so, like, young. Yes. Yeah. Oh, dear. And Chris Tarrant along at 9 o'clock, talking of Legends. Chris Tarrant, 9 till 11. Can you hear all the papers shuffling? Because I've got the list here. Oh, here we are. I thought I was making this up. Now, Nick Owen then, taking the reins, as it says. Why, is Chris Tarrant on horseback or something? What's going on there? Chatting to old friends. Because Nick Owen's friends would be old, wouldn't they? And then he'll be playing the top 10 from the day we launched 45 years ago, which I think will include Frieda Payne's Band of Gold. I don't know, but we played that earlier on. It's all right. We can play. I know the management don't like it if you play the same record within 6 weeks of each other. We played the actual copy of Frieda Payne's Band of Gold a few minutes ago. Oh, yes. Hashtag Frieda and all that. Thank you. It's mine. I stole it from the record. No, I didn't steal it. I did a proper barter thing. Bevan's along at 8 o'clock, is it? Yeah, looking back at all the fantastic music that came from the West Midlands. Tony and Julie are back tonight for their late night show from 10 o'clock. And then tomorrow, I'll do tomorrow in a minute. I'll do tomorrow later, as it were. That's when tomorrow usually comes later. Right, so that's all about today on this weekend of Legends, marking 45 years of BBC local radio in Birmingham. My involvement was being part of the Ross and Henry show to start with. Saturday mornings on BBC Radio Birmingham from November the 14th was the first one. And there was myself, John Henry, my sidekick, and then the rest of the team. There was Simon Shaw. They were called Little Boy Helpers. Fiona MacDonald, well, she was a little girl. Actually, she was a big girl helper. and my very good friend, Richard Jeffs, who I can't remember. What did you actually do, Richard? Used to go and get the coffee, yeah. And it's the first time I'd ever drunk coffee. It was all very exotic at the BBC, wasn't it? Because I was a tea person, still am. So I was introduced to coffee at the BBC. Hello, Richard.
Good morning. At this time,
yes,
45 years ago,
yeah,
BBC Radio Birmingham was on the air with test transmissions, with that lovely test card music, and that lovely man, David Stevens, who was the BBC regional Envision announcer,
yeah.
He was doing the voice saying, coming up on Monday,
that's right,
BBC Radio Birmingham.
We had proper test transmissions, didn't we? And my first test transmission, we were led into the studio occasionally, weren't we? And we opted out, as they say, the test transmission. And we all kind of said, hello, my name's Leslie Ross, in my case, and I'm going to be here on BBC Radio Birmingham with a lovely programme and all that kind of thing. And the first time I went in, I forgot to press the button on the desk that said you were opting out, and I talked to myself. Yeah. So my first broadcast didn't go anywhere. I remember that. I think that happened to quite a few of us, actually. Oh, yeah, happy days. And, yes, that was... we all got together on a Saturday morning with the Ross and Henry show. And as you say, you fetched the coffees and coped with... And people rang up, didn't they, stuff like that. And you also had to shepherd the... people don't believe it, do they, Richard? Shepherd the crowd. Because we had a kind of... in-studio audience, didn't we?
Anyone could turn up. It was at a different time in the last century, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And all sorts of people turned up.
Yeah.
People who weren't actually the audience profile for your popular music programme would turn up. It was people of my age now who would turn up.
Jim and Hilda?
They were lovely.
Jim and Hilda, our lovely kind of pet pensioners, as we call them, I think, from Chelmsley Wood.
Didn't we laugh? It was laughter.
It was fantastic. Fun. We had all kinds of ages and things. It was fantastic. And Sandra, disco dancing on the table.
Oh, yes.
She actually
Duncan
did.
From the Top Ten Shop.
Funky Dunk. Duncan Finlayson ran the Top Ten Record Shop in Selly Oak. Funky Duncan. Oh, yeah. Oh, happy days.
They
it was
were.
Brilliant.
It,
yeah.
It was
but
really
and
fun.
This was all in the brand new studios at Pebble Mill. And it, actually, Pebble Mill was so new. Am I right in thinking, Richard, that when BBC Radio Birmingham went on the air from the first floor studios there in November 1970, they still hadn't quite completed the roof on Pebble Mill.
So I understand.
Yeah, that's right. And it wasn't opened until, I think it was May. What, that big tablet in the entranceway, May 1971 by Princess Anne?
I think so.
That's right.
Your remembrance of that is clearer than mine.
Fantastic. There we are. I can't remember much, but I remember all that.
The thing that I found funny was that you'd start on the move, because every programme had a name.
Oh, well, because this is when I'd transferred to The Breakfast Show. I started
That's
The Breakfast
right.
Show in about the May, actually, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But you had to put the radio station on the air.
Yeah.
It closed down.
Yes, it closed down.
At midnight or 2 in the morning, whenever Radio 2 closed, because we rebroadcast Radio 2, and then at 5 in the morning, there was Birdsong.
Birdsong.
And then a fantastic jingle
yeah.
played by the Midland Radio Orchestra.
Yes.
Not live every day.
No, no.
And then you had to read the news and be serious, and then you could be...
I did.
Leslie Ross for 58 minutes.
That's right. And I was fairly serious. And then I had to read the news again. In fact, I read the news. Can all the... Couldn't BBC WM journalists take note? I was reading the news on this station in 1971. Okay, there we are. Okay, then they got some proper people in.
Fancy closing down and opening.
And opening up again. We just closed down. Now you had to give the transmitter a rest. It got overheated.
Now, I remember you and Kevin Morrison
yeah.
putting extra sound effects in on April the 1st.
We'll talk about that in a minute, Richard. Hold that thought. I was just thinking the same thing. We'll do a bit of Simon and Garfunkel, and we'll just come back to you after that, all right? Give me away all the secrets now. I knew he'd blab. I knew he would. 6:21.
Winter's day. In a deep and dark December.
I'm a rock. I'm Simon and Garfunkel on BBC WM. Was BBC Radio Birmingham back 45 years ago. And this is Les Ross. Oh, sorry, Leslie Ross, as I was back then. I don't know where I got chopped off. I can't remember. Anyway, with some of the Legends Weekend here on BBC WM and talking to me via the telephonic apparatus is Richard Jeffs, who used to help out on the Ross and Henry show on a Saturday morning. And, of course, Richard, you did more than that, by the way. You became an SA, were you called? An
station
SA.
Assistant.
Station assistant. Do they have SAs round here now? Hello? Is there anybody there? Hello? Okay, it's like tumbleweed in here, really. Anyway, yes, an SA, so that meant you put programmes on the air.
We used to present programmes.
And you
I presented Birmingham Brass 77.
Birmingham Brass 77?
With Barry Lancaster.
Oh, right, yeah, that was a kind of umpire. That was brass band music.
Yeah.
Just,
it was a proper competition.
Oh, yeah, there was proper the brass band competition thing. I'd forgotten all that. And
I was a presenter for a year on that, yeah.
Okay, there we are. And you didn't have to be able to play the euphonium yourself, did you? You just introduced people who did.
That's right.
Brilliant stuff. Just going back to what you were talking about before the record, the Birdsong thing.
Ooh.
We used to start up the station, because I went on to The Breakfast Show in 1971. The long story short is, The Breakfast Show began on this station with four different presenters. Doing week and week about each month. Now, that was one of the less good ideas because you can't really establish a breakfast show with four different people coming in and out all the time. So in the end, I shot them all and I took over. That's the short version of the story, isn't it?
You opted in.
I opted in, yeah. And one of those people was Peter Powell, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Peter Powell, who went on to Radio 1 fame and all that kind of thing. What a fool, honestly. but anyway, and we'd start up the day before I started The Breakfast Show and reading the news. I used to... Nina, I'm looking at Nina now, who's high up here at BBC WM. She's deigned to come down and look through the glass at us mere mortals. And I used to read the news. Yeah, I know. Yeah, things have got better, haven't they? Yeah, I know, yeah. And But before all that, we used to start the station up with Birdsong. Just
yeah.
Dawn chorus, wasn't it? Twittering away. And what happened one day, Richard? Was it April the 1st?
April the 1st, you and Kevin Morrison added extra sound effects of people shooting.
I was shooting people, shooting birds.
Just
the birds. Yeah, we shot the birds down, didn't we? Yeah, yeah.
Oh. There was something at that time you used to say on air was, we can do anything before 7 o'clock because that's peak management listening time.
Peak management listening time. So we were all right, but to see
but
some of them.
That was years before the iPlayer.
Before the iPlayer. Yes. Yeah, it's amazing how much stuff, you know. We're just having conversations here in the studio, and it's all about things. It's like another language. Yeah. Hashtags and iPlayers and Oojars and whatnots and all the rest of it. No, none of that here. It was all steam radio back then. Marvellous days. Oh. I've got Andy here operating the desk, and he's playing carts.
Well, that's what I used
cartridges,
to
see. You know. When loads of tape, miles of tape comes out the back when it all goes wrong and everything. Sorry, yeah, you used to do all that, didn't you?
Yeah, we had to borrow a cassette player from Network Radio for Ross and Henry because we only had one. And you demanded to have two.
Oh, did I?
We used to get into trouble.
Oh, did
Simon
I?
Simon Shaw and I would be sent round to Network Radio to steal one of their Roller Plessy cartridges.
I remember that now. Oh, was I doing a prima donna?
No, you never did that.
I just said, oh, no, we need you to be able to go from one cart to another, you know, like disc jockeys do.
We were heavily frowned at.
Yeah, we were heavily frowned. We got the BBC heavy frown. Happy days. Thank you, Richard, for
oh, it's lovely. I'm enjoying it. I should stay with this. Stay with WM all day now. There's
oh, will
no
you?
To go out, look at the weather.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, yeah. Well, as I say, it's worth the agony staying with me till 7, because we've got proper people on after that. Thank you, Richard.
God bless. Thank
I love you.
You.
Thank you. All right, there we are. Oh, look, that's brought it all back to me. All we need is, Andy, can you dance on the desk? Like Sandry?
No, thank you.
Oh, all right then, okay. Yeah. I'll pay you extra.
Of course.
Oh, no, that was rash. That will get the heavy frown, that will. Put some music on quick. Oh, yeah. Oh, Richard, I hope you're still listening. Here's some of Richard's coded music. He loves this one, the Oscar Brandenburg Orchestra. This is what we played on Radio Birmingham back then. There you are, especially for Richard Jeffs, because I know he loves his Oscar Brandenburg Orchestra. Things ain't what they used to be. A much-played track on the early days of BBC Radio Birmingham, especially in the first week when they forgot to apply for commercial disc time. So we probably played that on the first wacky Ross and Henry pop show. Great stuff. It was, as we called it, proper music, yeah. OK, I'm here till 7, Les Ross with you till 7, and going to be talking to Richie Anderson, who actually was in this chair for till a few weeks ago, 5 till 7 here on a Saturday morning on BBC WM, and he's muscling his way back in, to be honest. But Nina Dasgupta will be back with you next Saturday, I presume, anyway. You know what it's like, all this politics. If you know what I mean, they're all trying to get the top show or whatever. And I shall go back to my community service. So that's all to come between now and 7 o'clock. Click 7 o'clock here on this Legends weekend.
The Legends return. Legends weekend. Starring Johnny Walker, Chris Tarrant, Nick Owen, Ed Doolan, Les Ross, Bev Bevan, Alan Dedicote, Carl Chin, Malcolm Stent, Tony and Julie, and Malcolm Boyden. Legends Weekend on BBC WM 95.6. For the full lineup and schedule, go to bbc.co.uk/WM.
BBC WM.
Oh, they don't make them like that anymore, do they? Another hit from 45 years ago, when this here radio station was in its infancy. Its first few minutes, pretty well. But this show is not all about the music. Oh, no, no. We're doing serious in-depth interviews on this programme. That's why they brought me back, for goodness sake. Richard Dimbleby wasn't available. But I am. And we've got high power guests. Oh, no, we haven't got this bloke. Who the heck are you?
Hello, Les Ross. I'm Richie Anderson, who is one of the new blood
here on BBC WM. So you can see how it's gone downhill since 1970.
Well, I know you're Richie Anderson, but the rest of the stuff you just said, new blood, whatever. Anyway, apparently you hang around here occasionally.
I do. I pop in. I make cups of tea in the wheat, bring cakes. And then now and again, they let me talk into a microphone. Can I just say, and I don't want to sound like a bit of a sad fan, but as a lad who grew up in Smethwick, born and bred, you are just incredible and such a great broadcaster. And I was in the day when Danny Kelly unveiled you, that you were coming back to his house.
That
you were
with
coming
back. With that cushion cover he put on your head,
The day that Danny said you were coming back to BBC WM, and I saw the text screen.
Yes.
And there is not a single person who doesn't love Les Ross. Like, for me...
No, there are. They're the ones that didn't text.
Like, for me, the one thing that I've found in my year in radio so far is that there are people who don't like you, but literally everyone was going insane for you. Like, to have you back, it's brilliant. Honestly, theirs.
I have a lot of relatives, you have to understand that, Richie. It's a big family. So, you know, they come up trumps when you need them. You know what I mean? Okay.
Thank you for having me, though.
No, that's a pleasure. We've got to fill the show up with something, as they say in radio. And you're it. I've done this before. I know how desperate it is. But no, not that it's desperate to have you on the show, Richie. So have you ever? Now, of course, my forte was breakfast radio. Really, that's what I'm. You know, I could always get up early.
Yeah.
And you can manage just once in your life. Can you imagine yourself as a breakfast man full time?
Well, do you know what I started doing when I started presenting here? It was the early breakfast show on a Saturday morning.
Right.
Which is 5 a.m. on a Saturday morning till 7.
Yeah.
So I had to get up at 10 to 3 every Saturday morning.
Yes.
So sometimes I wouldn't be able to sleep. So I'd just come in looking like a zombie. But I don't know.